Reid has Labour up 9. It's come from the Greens, who've lost 5, New Zealand First, who've lost 4. National are in a spot of bother, it looks, at 44%, but then that number's largely unchanged. Meantime, UMR have the Greens down 7, New Zealand First down 8, Labour up 13, with National up to 43. So how believable are these numbers? How much can they swing in the remaining 6 weeks of this campaign? Pollster and political commentator David Farrar is with us, along with former Labour President Mike Williams. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
David, do you believe those numbers?
Yeah, they are absolutely credible. What you've seen is that Labour has regained the support they've lost to New Zealand First and the Greens. They're back into the mid-30s, which is where they needed to be.
The 16 that UMR had on New Zealand First and the Greens, were they real? Therefore, if they weren't real, how could they lose that much support, given they didn't have it?
Look, you can argue, I think that particular number may be a little high, but there's no doubt that both Labour and New Zealand First and Greens were well above 10%, and they're both now below 10%. I think the Greens are the ones who have more to worry about, because three-quarters of that poll was done before the two Green MPs resigned, so I don't think the full impact of that has been captured in that poll.
So there's more to come. What do you reckon, Mike? Is this Labour on a roll? And if they're on a roll, does a trend lead to a trend to a trend?
It could do, but I think David Farrar, and how are you, David, made a very wise observation the other day on radio, when he said, look for the second poll, not the first.
Yep.
And I think what we've got to do is see whether this becomes established as a trend. But what I would say is that what New Zealand shares with virtually every other democracy on earth at the moment is extremely high levels of volatility.
Yep.
And what can happen overnight can disappear overnight. That would be my interpretation.
Would you take that on board, David? Is that true? Because James Shaw will be desperate to build his numbers back up. Can he do it, do you think?
It's going to be pretty hard, because one of the things we've seen over the last few years is the differentiation between Labour and Greens on policy has got a lot less. They are fighting for the same votes. This worked really well for the Greens when the Labour brand was tarnished. They were seen to have weak leadership. But now you've got a stronger leader for Labour. How do the Greens convince left-wing voters we're better to go with us than Labour? That's quite a hard sell.
Yeah, and that's before you get to the New Zealand First point. What do you, by the way, Mike, what do you make of the numbers move, the move to Labour? Is it the Greens collapsing, or is it Jacinda, or a combination of the two?
It's both, but what I'd point out is that the Green support does not come from electorates with very large numbers of beneficiaries. It was pointed out by an observer that electorates like Manurewa and Manukau East, which are very poor and have lots of beneficiaries, the Green vote's only around 4%.
Yep.
The very high levels of Green vote are where I'm sitting right now, which is Wellington Central, one of the wealthiest seats in New Zealand and in Epsom. And I think that possibly what has happened is that the Materia Terrae chamozal has burnt off a lot of that middle-class support, who really like the kind of Green aspect to the Greens, but simply will not tolerate benefits.
Yeah, it's a very good point. What you got to feel, David, sorry for Winston Peters. Up until 24 hours ago, he was allegedly running a great campaign, had a massive smile on his face, and half his support's got up and left.
Yeah, but look, he's still in a pretty good place, because the key thing is what's National's number. If they're 47 or higher, mm-hmm. they're probably going to be okay.
Exactly.
The more they drop below 47, the more likely is Winston decides. And at the moment, the polls are saying 45-ish or so. So that's still leaving Winston in a pretty powerful position.
Do you believe the National numbers at 43, 44, given there are other numbers out there at 46, 47?
I won't comment on specific numbers, but I think everything we've seen is that at this stage, National hasn't suffered a big loss to Labour with Jacinda becoming leader. But as Mike said, it's all about momentum. It's all about that second round of polling to see where it goes.
That's the fascinating part. Mike, people seem to have automatically aligned New Zealand First with Labour. There seems no chance for National and New Zealand First. Do you write that off as well or not?
No, I do not. It may be that New Zealand First reaches an agreement with National. It's happened before, and it was a reasonably solid kind of coalition until it fell apart when Jenny Shipley came along. So, no, I certainly do not write that off, and I don't think Winston would ever write that off.
Fantastic. You can't say that this isn't gripping stuff for the political train spotter. This is the best of times, don't you reckon? Mike Williams and David Farrisher, will have them back on the program many times between now and September 23.